Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transatiamon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 62, The Tears of Shakomon. I'm May, and this week I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And the lovely Chloe.
Hello.
The lovely Evie will not be joining us this week, but she is sending through her thoughts on the podcast, which we will read. Well, not thoughts on the podcast, I'm sure she has thoughts on the podcast, but she's sending through her thoughts on the episode. And we'll be reading out them on the podcast. Wow, I'm looking forward to reading out the outro because I'm already struggling to put words together that aren't written down. The episode starts up with Taichi and Agumon walking through a valley, and Agumon is hungry, so we're getting straight into the Taichi and Agumon bit, which is fine. And then he finds a farm, and it seems that Nemon is working with the Pomimon that I'm assuming it's the same ones from earlier in the show,
yep.
Junkmon, and we also have Biomon and Sora there.
I was honestly shocked that Sora got a line, but apparently they forgot that Sora already got her evolution episode, because we're just doing it again.
No, she didn't get the crest on the Digivice.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she didn't get that. Like,
I thought they did when we Safety First Mon last time.
No, she just got
she
the
just
evolution.
She just got the evolution. Okay, whatever. Okay.
Like, so there was a point to this episode then. Okay.
I guess.
I'm fairly certain the first person to get the crest above the Digivice was Mimi.
I think you're right, but...
How
are those not related things? Okay,
Yeah, it is weird. That means that everyone else is getting, like, two episodes. They're getting their evolution to Mega episode, and they're also getting their Crest episode, and Mimi's, I'm pretty sure, was in the same episode.
Like, it definitely was.
Which is kind of, like... I don't know, that's like she was the first one on one hand, but on the other hand, she.
On the other hand, Mimi has gotten so many episodes. I think I'll give it to him.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is fair.
However,
but yes,
we did definitely forget about Burger Jack.
I'm so sad about that. I kind of like.
That's gonna be Otogumi. Oh my god, calling it.
This season will be totally, like, passable in my mind if in episode 66, even if we just have, like, a shot of, like, what did they do immediately after, if we just have Palmon and Mimi at a Burger Jack.
Please,
like,
yeah.
That, like, I'll forgive the entire series
I'm
just
waiting
if they
for
do
the
that.
Season to end on and they got separated, like, the end of Adventure.
I hope that it's more like... The end of Savers, where they don't get... Oh, no, the end of Savers, they did actually get separated from their Digimon, it's just that Masaru decided to go. I'd kind of just want them just hang out with their Digimon, like they're just saying, okay, we can just come and go as we please.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have thought, like, that would be the ending of 02, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah, like, every... Like, a lot of seasons just kind of finish on, and then we were separated. Like, I'm trying to remember one that didn't end like that.
I mean, technically 02 didn't end like that, but
yeah.
I just wish that it had, I guess.
Yeah, me too. But it'd just be, you know, consistent. I wish that 02 just had a lot
Atmon,
going on.
A sort of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, but he
we
was
We still gotta
like,
search for boyfriend,
more,
but...
Yeah, it was more like farewell boyfriend. I now need to build my own boyfriend.
We gotta bring husbando to...
We need to think of a rhyming equivalent to bring waifu to laifu for the husbando. Yeah, this is a dilemma.
All I can think of is panda, and I don't know why, because that doesn't make it... Like, bring husbando to panda. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
I mean, you bring him to life so you can take him to see a panda. I'll take it. That works.
Yeah. Husbando to manda? Like, that kind of works. Anyway.
Kinda.
Vaguely off topic. So basically all the Digimon that appear in this episode are, well, you know, Nemon, Pomimon, Junkmon, and obviously Biomon are all like from the Sora episode. So I kind of like that throwback to our previous episodes. I don't know how all of a sudden they're all in the same place, but I'm not going to question it because I like Pomimon. I'm happy to see Pomimon again.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And also vaguely horrified that in this episode at some point they're eating fruit, and we already established that, like, I don't know, I wouldn't trust fruit in this show anymore because we've seen that fruit is
sometimes fruit
is grown from
sometimes
yeah,
a little
like,
bit Soylent Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. In the digital world, meat grows in the ground and fruit comes from like
in Soviet
animal
digital
products.
World.
Yeah, basically. Like that's the impression that I get, and I never had to knock on wood.
Dun, dun, dun,
anyway.
Dun.
So Sora introduces this as the Nemon from the Cloud Continent, and I remember when they met Liamon, they were kind of like, hey, did Nemon make it? And Liamon's like, yes, and then did not mention it. So I really want to know what happened, like how he went from Liamon to this random farm.
That's a really fair question. We literally changed continent.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to join the resistance, or the rebellion, or whatever it was called. And now he's like, I'm going to work on a farm.
Look, I don't he's know. Following it, arrows, which apparently is just a thing Tai Chi will do arbitrarily for 66 episodes.
Yeah, I guess. So, Nemon's kind of, like, got Bakemon in Frontier's role, because he's all, like, referencing, like, the ancient stories in the ancient times, because
he's all Bakemon like, Bakemon died, so, you know, he's gotta carry on his husband's legacy.
That is so sad.
It's very sad. I'm
so
sad.
So, Nemon says that there used to be a benevolent Digimon who used to protect the area, and I'm just sitting here going, wow, I can't wait for this good Digimon to show up and be super evil.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens? In about 5 minutes, the Digimon shows up and, I guess, is temporarily super evil. Props to the show for not pulling Soundbirdmon out again.
I honestly kind of, like, was shocked that it wasn't Soundbirdmon. I was looking for Soundbirdmon for the lasers to be shooting at that no one had noticed.
Yeah, well, when we saw the flashback with all the Devedramon, I was like, oh, okay, they're Soundbirdmon. But they weren't. It was just the Devedramon. But who are also very cool Digimon. But I'm props to the show for not doing Soundbirdmon, because they did it in like a more heartbreaking way, and it actually felt more emotional than a lot of things that we have had in this season.
Uh-huh.
But in any case. So, oh, by the way, we also learned that Digimon villages exist at episode 62.
Yep.
Because we're all like, Digimon villages exist, and the characters are like, huh, Digimon villages exist? And I'm like, it's episode 62. Where do you think they live?
Yep.
Sora mentions how the Chosen aren't just here to fight, and she's just helping out. And that's kind of nice that we have this growth from this character. Like, she's always sort of said that she doesn't really want to fight. She's more of a pacifist. And it's kind of nice that they're actually highlighting that she has somewhat of a character. So, like, props to that, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a character. Still no, like, reference to, like, the fact she has a mother, or we know that the mother is probably super strict. But we're not going to expand on that, and we sure didn't reference it at all this episode, which is, again, like, I don't know if we're ever going to, like, address any of the issues. It's just, it's weird. The group help unroot a tree, but then there's a massive explosion, and it's Shakumon, who then explodes things from his eyes, Bigon Thought-like, and Junkmon wonders if this is the benevolent Digimon that they were talking about before, and Taichi wonders why and what it is fighting. Greymon then evolves with a huge, stupid stock footage animation, and it looks super weird when Bergamon just has the incredibly, like, zoomed-in evolution sequence. It just kind of looks like it doesn't match up. Like, if we just had Greymon evolving, like, in a burst of fire in the same way that we have Bergamon evolving, it would look fine.
Yeah.
But it just looks kind of like, they're two, it doesn't match. Like,
very visually different styles of evolution.
Yeah, and I mean, one of them just feels visually way more significant.
Yeah, but I honestly still, and I know I've mentioned this, but I prefer the evolution style that we got with Bergamon here, because it seemed a lot more like, I don't know, in the moment. Like, we didn't go to a weird evolution space to evolve.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of
It's nominally Sora's episode, but did she get six lines?
She got at least six. But she got more than Tai, I think. I don't think Tai really spoke that much.
That's fair. Which is good.
Like,
I couldn't tell you anything about Sora's character after this episode.
She doesn't like she doesn't want to fight, and she wants to help out as much as she can without fighting.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I suppose.
Like, it's definitely better than we've had for the past few episodes from characters.
Yeah, there was no actual hesitation about the fighting, so it felt a little...
Yeah, I don't like fighting. Hey, quick, let's fight. Yep. No, I see a point there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I guess it feels kind of weird following after last episode, which didn't really have any fighting at all.
Yeah.
It just had them having a goal without fighting. So I feel like the episodes could have been combined, because they both had the same sort of, like, not everything's a fight, we just want to help. And I got the same impression this episode, how they were, you know, helping out to to help out Digimon who are showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that the last episode. So now I think about it, like, oh, not so fun. But I think I prefer this episode to last week's, in any case.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we have two perfect level Digimon struggling against the one perfect level Digimon. And just something I noticed is that Sharkamon is, like, fairly well animated and detailed. Like, I know that he's not super complex in terms of his design, but he just... I don't know, he just kind of looks good. And maybe it's because I've only ever, like, seen him in 02 and I can't remember anything that he does in 02. Like, he was in an episode called Stone Soup. And that's it. Like, he existed.
Yep.
And Iori and Takaru decided they didn't get along for an episode.
Yep.
Like, hey, I'm not sure if I like you, says Iori, previously never having a problem with Takaru. It is weird. Thanks, 02. I guess you made conflict and resolved it in one episode. That's how very Coleman of you.
Make it gayer.
Well, all the other Jogresses were very gay.
They really were. I'm just saying.
This one was like the most like non-gay, I think. Well,
so
but anyway.
All I'm saying is, you know, if you have Takaru confess that his crush on Iori, suddenly the episode is much better. And it's, I'm not sure if I'm into you. But then they Jogress and everything's fine.
I feel like that'd be a weird age difference, though.
You're not wrong, but, you know,
cause, like,
Digimon does not care about that, because then happened and they shipped everyone, including siblings, with each other.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Good. Okay. Good. Good point. Anyway, so Shakomon's attacks are then stopped, like, he just stops them, and then he's kind of frozen in place. So after that happens, Sora goes to investigate nearby ruins for some clues, while Taichi watches the Shakomon. Sora touched the ruins and is able to read what is written, and this is the same way that we saw Taichi be able to do in episode 5, so I'm kind of glad that we're using that power that the Digivice has again. I think in episode 5 we said, hey, what's the bet that this never happens again? And it happened again,
it
so
did
that,
happen
that's kind of neat. I was honestly surprised.
I had 2 nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I was very surprised by that, and I like the fact that we're bringing this power back, because it's kind of like, it is very much like, instead of having a Genii to get any of the exposition or any of the backstory, you kind of just touch a wall. And I don't know why, but it's just making me think of, like, that really old Bionicle Flash game, like the Matanui one, and a lot of it, like, required you to learn the Bionicle language.
I only recently had someone tell me the rough plot of Bionicle, and wow.
Yeah, Bionicle's wild. Like, that was a whole thing that, like, I don't know, I really liked it as a kid. But yeah, there were all these games. And also all the Water Tribe Bionicle are all women, which I thought was really cool.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
They were like a race of, like, warrior women.
All right, so I know for a fact that there are Bionicle podcasts, so.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, we're not a Bionicle podcast at the moment. Sorry. Or an Evangelion podcast, but we do become an Evangelion podcast a lot.
We were a bit of an Evangelion podcast this week. They got, you know, they let Shikakumon be kind of like, you know, Romuel. They got the, you know, melt a mountain scene.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Yep.
Nah, like, we got a vibe going on.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah. I do like when we go a little bit, Ava.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It was a fine episode.
Yeah. So then we have, she reads the stone and she learns about Shakomon being like the guardian, and then she finds a small doll, and then Sora asks if Biomon heard Shakomon's like voice when they were close earlier, and Biomon says that it sounded like crying. Sora picks up the doll and has some visions, which is so sci-fi. It's very much like, you know when it's like, okay, Brady and I have like sci-fi bingo, where one of them is like bad procedures, which an example of that is just going into ruins and touching things.
Yep.
Like, watch a sci-fi movie and try to find a movie that doesn't have them like touching things that absolutely should not be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as like, hey, we're on a mission. Oh, what's that over there? Let's definitely ignore our mission to go that way.
Hey, let's go into the most priceless temple in existence and only care about one gold object.
Yeah, Aladdin.
I mean, I was going with Raiders, but...
I know, I'm making a joke. It didn't land. I'm sorry.
No. Anyway. Actually, like, I was pointing out how many different movies that applies to. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of them. But, yeah, so she picks up this little doll, and she has some visions, and then Biomon touches her, and she has some visions, too. And they pass out.
But in fairness,
because it's a Saw episode.
If people had visions when they touched random objects, I bet our opinion on archaeology would be different. I'd want to touch the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
I'd want to touch everything.
Right?
Like, I mean, I'm kind of one of those weird people who just, like not so much anymore, but, like, I used to, like, touch, like, leaves and pull them off, mm-hmm. and then, like, I read about all these, like, variants of poison ivy that make you start throwing up, and I've got, like, a phobia of that, so I stopped touching leaves, but I used to all the time just, like,
story
walk past
took a
tree,
hard left
whoop!
Turn.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that, but I get it.
Yeah, like, so yeah, touching things. Like, imagine if you just, like, touched a tree and then, like, had visions of everything that poor tree had gone through. Like, all the dogs. And, like, the people writing, like, their name and their crush's name in love hearts. And then the tree just, like, screaming in agony. Like,
God. Yeah, you know, that can't that would be worse horrifying. Than a tattoo, though.
Yeah, but, like, at least if I'm going like for a good. Tattoo, like, I'm consenting to a tattoo. Like,
you're not wrong.
Someone just
yeah,
walk
exactly.
up to a tree and just going, I love this person! Ah!
You're
and
not
then the
wrong.
Tree's going, ah! Just screaming. Like, screaming. Anyway. I don't know. That story went weird. Anyway.
Maybe the
so,
tree's into it. You don't know.
Maybe, but not every. Maybe some trees are and some trees aren't.
You don't know what the M in so, maple stands for?
Okay, let's move on. So Shikomon wakes up and Metal Greymon evolves to War Greymon, and it kind of like evolves to Ultras mode without announcing it, which is kind of, I guess, as close as we've gotten in this season to a warp evolution. Like, we did skip an evolution and still get that part of the animation.
Mm.
So that was kind of cool. And Shikomon is just in general more threatening in this episode than in all of 02. I don't know why, but I'm very much here for it.
That's very true, yeah.
Yeah, which is like, I think
he's
bigger too.
Care more about
like,
the Shikomon, I guess.
Yeah, which is like, you know, the Colin made us care about something.
Impressive.
So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we get another vision and we see a group of Kewpiemon who, they're also another old Digimon design that we've been, we might have seen in like the Angel episode of Cross Wars, but not that much. But that mm-hmm. this is an old Digimon design. So we had Kewpiemon sealing Shikomon because he was no longer able to protect them and they were basically sacrificing themselves. And then this explosion like kind of like anime disintegrates all the characters.
Yeah.
It sure does.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
which
the animation budget
expecting.
Really showed.
I mean, it was like I didn't even have a problem with the animation of it. It just seemed, like, really extra that it's like, okay, cool. So they sealed away Shikomon, and then they all died? But why?
Yeah.
So that Shikomon
like,
could express man pain by
yeah,
shooting lasers
like,
at random things when he woke up.
I guess.
Yeah, which is kind of, like, sometimes how I feel.
I mean,
it's
you
a,
know.
It's a mood, I suppose, occasionally, yeah.
The
I
thing is, women tend not to actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. This is also my 12-week-old puppy when she wakes up from a nap, because she's in that stage where she always has energy, even when she's tired.
Mm.
So, like, sometimes she'll be biting me, because she just does that all the time.
Yeah.
And she'll fall asleep, and then she'll wake up and be like, I was attacking! And then just bite me as hard as she can. And it's just like, Freya, why?
Did
so
she inherit
I think Freya,
narcolepsy?
I really hope not, because a dog with narcolepsy would be really, really sad.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Or really cute, I don't know, I can't, I can't like, I don't want dogs to suffer, but like, a dog that just falls asleep would be, aww. Mm-hmm. I wish she'd fall asleep
so,
more often.
So like a fainting goat, but dog?
Oh, I love goats. One day I'm going to have pet goats. One day. It's my retirement plan. Big farm with goats.
Nice.
You and every other gay.
Mm-hmm.
I really like goats. I think they're neat. I wish there were more goat Digimon, because I think there's, like, one.
Mm.
I can definitely think
and
of one. Possibly
I think it's just
two?
Goatmon.
Nah, there's one of the Devas.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's many. I think there might actually be a new one that might be on the VB, but I might have dreamt that. I dream about the VB a lot. It's almost like it's all I think about.
All right.
Like,
that's,
is that
that's
a real
maybe
Digimon?
A little sad, but
I just
setting that aside...
I'm constantly thinking about the VB. I did a custom VB. VB's also a beer in Australia. It's not a very good one, but it's all I can think about whenever I think about VBs. Like, I actually had a dream that there was a collaboration with VB the beer and Digimon Vital Bracelet.
Okay, because I think of Virtual Boy.
Yeah, that was kind of like, they announced like VB as like what it was called before they said what VB was. And I think one of my guesses was like Virtual Buddy or Virtual Boy. And I was like hoping for like an Atmon.
Virtual Buddy would have been so good. But no, there now we're going to pretend Atmon never happened. It was too good for this world.
Yeah.
I hope that there's an Atmon dim for the VB so I can have Atmon characters on my dim, that'd be on my VB. That'd be, yes, very, very important to me. Anyway, so this episode is still going. So we have that. Yeah, they just get, the Cupimon just get completely, absolutely obliterated. And it just took me so out of left field because I was expecting, like, I don't know, something not that bad to happen. Like, I was like, why are they sealing Sharkamon? He's still protecting them. He's still fighting. It seems like a bad move. Why are they doing this? I'm like, oh, and then they died. Like, I was not expecting that, like, at all.
Yeah,
like,
apparently we're sealing Sharkamon away to be the only survivor. So, you know, that's fine. That makes, like, sense somehow.
I didn't like this episode until this moment, and then it kind of like sold. It just sold me on this episode. It just my feelings of this just went up from here. It was just like, oh, that's really sad and really dark, but like so unexpected. And
that's fair. It was definitely a good moment.
It's more depth than I expected from this episode, and it's not the most in depth, darkest thing to ever happen in any piece of media, but in terms of Colin, and in terms of, like, my overall expectations for Colin at this point, it did surprise me, and I enjoyed it. Yeah, but, yeah, that was just how I felt about that.
Fair enough. Anyway, I don't think it sold me as much, but, you know, I guess I got that.
Yeah. I don't know, it made me have emotion, and that is good. Unfortunately, I don't think Sora had much of an emotion, but that's to be expected at this point. Anyway, so Namon is praying, and he basically is like this high priest, and he's just praying the whole time, which is just like such an interesting way for this character to go. And like, hang on, I have to change my favorite character for this episode because I think I was wrong when I originally said my favorite character. Okay, now I've changed my favorite character. Anyway, Namon's great this episode. So Sora and Biyomon wake up, and Garudamon stops Metal Greymon from attacking and explains how Shakoamon thinks that the battle is still going. Sora's crest appears above her Digivice, and Garudamon evolves to Hoemon, who then uses her Starlight Explosion attack and Sora's love to send a message from the Cupimon to Shakoamon, who now just starts, like, straight up bawling his eyes out, and, like, I don't know, I'm just like, oh, Shakoamon.
I'll admit, I was not expecting the Gundam to just start crying.
Uh-huh. How very Ava.
It really kind of was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then we have the Pomamon wanting Ava. Sora.
Everyone imitates it.
Everyone has emotion. So, yeah, we have the Pomamon wanting Sora to stay at the village, and then she says that she has to protect everyone because she loves them, and she has to do that by stopping the Great Catastrophe. And then we get a nice pencil-style drawing to finish off the episode. And I really wish we could, like, I want to look at each episode that had this sort of pencil-crayon-style drawing at some point in the episode, and I want to see if, like, if it's the same animator each time he does that, because it's not every episode. It's, like, every, like, 10 episodes or so. Like, it's happened maybe
they're kind
of
fun when they do. I'd be down for more of that.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's a good way to finish off the episode in this sort of, like, now we're heading off. And I think they did it once in the original adventure, and I really liked it. Like, it was when they were deciding to split up as a group because they had too many differences, and it was just, you know, at the end of the Dark Masters arc, I think it was, when Mimi was like, Joe and I are going off because we're the best characters, and yeah, that was cool. Because Mimi wants to build an army. Thumbs up. I like that.
That's goals.
Then, in the encyclopedia, we're learning about Shakoamon, and Koshiro says that he's seen the silhouette in his books, and also brings up how there are a lot of gentle Digimon that become lethal when angered, and then Bodomon's going to be in next week's episode, so
I am kind of looking forward to Bodomon.
I wonder if the Bodomon will be Agumon, and Agumon dies, and we finally learn about, like, what happens exactly when they die.
God, there are three episodes left. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then he's going to be reborn and be super, super strong or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta tease getting to Omegamon new form mode.
Yeah, which I guess will probably happen once we evolve again. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but this next episode will be reincarnation, then we've got an episode to then end on the evolution, then we can kill whatever the bad guy is, you know, whatever it is we've been trying to fight for 65 episodes, we'll show up and we'll kill it quickly.
Now that we're done discussing the synopsis, let's discuss the discussions. What were our highlights this week?
I actually did think it was kind of interesting at a couple points where they kind of just chose to have the, like, what's the term I'm looking for here? Like, the ambiance be from the one Digimon whose name I'm forgetting, Namon, like, chanting and praying rather than it being any, like, music or anything like that. So it's just kind of, like, laser sound effects and chanting, and I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was a neat thing that's very often, at least. Yeah. I really liked the fact that the backstory with just the Cupimon just being completely just exploded. Yeah. I kind of like how that surprised me. Like, it got me. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a good decision, but I'll admit going directly from, oh no, we have to seal you away to, non-specific death.
Mm-hmm.
It's so anime.
It is.
We didn't. Like, did Goku just find out what we were running from?
Just Devitramon, yeah. And a lot of them. I don't know. It's very scary, apparently.
Apparently.
Also, how did Chakomon not see that there were no Devitramon?
I mean, I think we're supposed to. I mean, seriously, it's just he had enough man pain that couldn't not see hallucinations or some such. But then,
yeah.
But then someone cried.
From assuming maybe. Maybe he knows that all the Cupimon died after they sealed him away or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm willing to grant, you know, it's not a completely unreasonable reaction when you've been sealed away somehow for non-determinate amounts of time, but it definitely goes on for a long time and is resolved for no real reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, we touched a tablet.
Yeah. Another highlight is the fact that we're referencing that is possible again.
I am once again grateful that we're doing this instead of Genai.
Yeah, same. I'm trying to think of other highlights, but I think I mentioned them all in the synopsis. Like, there were just various points that I kind of just liked. I also liked the Digimon that showed up. I like that we get to see what Namon's doing. I'm glad that Pomimon is here again. I like Pomimon. I'm glad that we only had, like, one or two Gwanzenni. Like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. For all that I'm still not sold on that ever having been necessary, we did keep it to a minimum.
Yeah. And, I don't know, this episode looked nice. It didn't look as nice as the Rebellion episode, and Taichi didn't have a face for, like, 10 minutes, but, you know, that's fine. And of course, I'm mentioning a few times when we were fighting Chakomon, it was, like, far away enough they didn't decide to draw a face, but close enough that I would have still expected to see a face.
Hmm.
And it was a lot. But in the most part, I really liked the animation. I really liked Chakomon. I think that I cared about him more than in 02. And he was a lot more menacing in this episode than he was in 02. Like, he never seemed like...
Yeah, I'll admit, this is not the way I would have expected them to use the you know, angel holy Digimon we're pulling out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I guess we've got an ally for the final battle now.
Maybe. We'll see.
We do seem to have been building an army, so.
Yeah, kind of, which is nice. Like, and we've got we've got Gravimon now, we've got Olegmon, we're just basically building these really
strong... We've got a mobile fortress that used to work for the bad guys.
Yeah, well, Ansar did say, you know, hey, we'll, you know, let you, become a guardian deity once again or something like that, and then, like, I have no idea how else they're supposed to accomplish that other than, you know, letting it fight alongside them in the big bad battle at the end or something.
Yeah.
Because just stopping a rampage does not mean you're, you know, now a guardian deity.
I mean, I think we've just, you know, established Chakomon is going to be a red shirt in, like, 2 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, no, none of that.
We'll see.
Also, it's nice to see Digimon from 02. I know that...
Mm.
I think it might be next episode has a Digimon that is... sort of from 0-2. It's one of the I don't want to spoil too much, but I'm trying to find a word to describe it where it doesn't spoil things. But you know how some of the evolutions went to perfect?
Mm-hmm.
There's canon where they evolve onwards from perfect. So there is a Digimon that is, I believe, in the next episode, which is one of those mega level Digimon that was not in 0-2, but has been around for ages.
Interesting.
And I'm very excited.
Not sure which one that is offhand, so I'll be
then that's curious good.
To see.
I mean, that means I was vague enough.
Yep.
Well done, me. I don't know how I managed that, but I did. Any other highlights?
Nothing in particular.
Okay, lowlights?
Yeah.
Windmills do not work that way. Good night!
Oh, no. No. Okay. I didn't really think about that, but there was...
It did bug me. Like, windmills legitimately do not work that way.
Yeah. It's digital world wind. It's different. It's different in the digital world.
Yeah, Quinn.
Otherwise...
Just have some childlike wonder, okay?
There were definitely some spots where the animation was very, we did this in Adobe After Effects very, very cheaply, like, everything to do with pulling the stump over.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And
sometimes where it was, like, walking closer, it's just like, oh yeah, they definitely just sort of enlarged this, you know, image gradually over the course of, like, 30 frames.
Oh yeah, that definitely happened.
But I mean, it didn't look terrible by any means, but it's definitely not what I would have expected out of a, like, major studio in 2021.
Yeah, nah, I get what you mean there. I mean, I still thought that, like, some parts were visually stunning, but the whole episode
It's just, the budget is very unevenly distributed, which, you know, is not always a bad thing, but I think it very much shows.
Yeah. My main lowlight was the fact that this... I mean, I guess we're building an army, but I felt like this episode could have been a little bit earlier. I don't know, it feels weird that we're still doing these kind of episodes. I wish
the characters knew they were building an army.
Yeah, and I wish, like, the characters had more... were more of characters.
I legitimately wish that we had the characters building an army because they decided to, rather than on accident while following arrows and a stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I didn't really think about it until now, but that's absolutely what they're doing. They're just, like, kind of, like, accidentally building an army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're at episode, what, 63 now?
62.
62?
63 is next week.
Okay. I don't remember at any point the characters deciding to do something.
Yeah.
No, they've just been following the plot arrows.
It's true. So, like, not knowing any of the background information on any of these Digimon, I was kind of, like, hoping that this week we would be, you know, like, when you know, I started seeing all the lasers getting blasted around, I was like, oh, okay, are we getting introduced to our big bad, like, you know, 5 episodes before the end, and we're gonna have, like, you know, an arc to defeat them now? And then I realized, of course not, that's way too good for Adventure Colon, come on.
But yeah.
I got my hopes up for a little bit there, and it hurt.
And also, the original adventure, you only met the big bad in, like, the second last episode.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, biggest bad.
I think they're just doing the same here.
Yeah, we straight up, we beat the enemy we had an entire arc for defeating over at two episodes, you know, the third episode from the end, and then just have 2 episodes to introduce the actual real villain.
And then they beat him in a... like
30 seconds,
half an episode, yeah. Basically.
Also, we introduce a realm that people go to when they die in the digital world, sort of.
Purgatory, basically.
Yeah.
Like this weird, like, empty place where they play Marco Polo for some reason.
Alright, this has been an awful history of Digimon.
Yeah.
Do we have any other lowlights? Because, like, I don't actually have that many. Like, before this episode, I was like, oh, please let this episode be okay, and I should have aimed higher, because this episode was okay.
It was definitely okay. I wish I had learned anything about Sora by the end of it.
Yeah.
I mean, just reestablishing that she is a pacifist, which they did mention, like, 40 episodes ago, and then decided and then ignored never to mention again.
Again, even in this episode, yep. They're kind of, sort of trying to pull a Mimi, except, like, they committed to it even less than Original Adventure did.
Yeah.
Does it count as a low light if I forgot that Sora hadn't already gotten her crest?
I'll admit I absolutely had to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a low light of the series, which is more serious than episode specific,
but yeah.
Yeah, like things aren't memorable,
mm-hmm.
which is a low light for the series. But just I don't know. I feel like the attack called Starlight Explosion does not sound like a pacifist move to me.
Yep.
Why did you have to give it a name? Like, I mean, I know that the attack is called Starlight Explosion, but why did she have to announce that that was what it was called?
Look, because when you do a Starlight Explosion, you gotta commit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt like she was just shining a lot. Which was cool, but
she shone bright like
explosion.
A diamond.
Also, I'm pretty sure like the Cupimon died in explosion. So what if like we just obliterated Chocomon too?
It was Ho-mon the first time too. Holy crap!
Yeah,
you can't prove it wasn't.
I can't.
And then it's the Crest Garurumon episode again, where it just turns out to be like the legendary fighting that they did. It was Ho-mon the entire time. Ho-mon's the real great big bad great catastrophe.
That's what the temple was about. It was the eight great evils.
Yeah. That'd be like that would never happen. That would be so good. If the entire time we think that they're the good guys.
Oh my god, the rocks are gonna be fake news.
Yeah.
God.
Like that's not it at all. Like that would never be it.
Please let the magic rocks we've been following since like episode 4 turn out to have been fake news.
I'm just hoping I'm still hoping that Mimi's granddad is like the secret big bad. Like he doesn't really know he's a big bad, but
we would have needed to do something with that by now.
I mean, they're not doing anything with anything, so it is still likely.
No.
Think again.
Remember when Earth was in trouble? And we cared about that? Remember when Earth existed? Remember when parents? What's a parent?
Genuinely,
what's
no.
What's a parent? But do we have any other lowlights?
Nah, not really.
How in the world is this episode of 63? Other than that, we can move on.
Actually, it's 62.
Okay.
Right.
So there was that.
I'm a programmer. It was an off by one error.
Oh my god.
That's fair. You start at zero. So what are our favorite characters? Mine was Sharkomon until I remembered that Namon existed. I'm like, Namon! So Namon's my favorite for this episode.
Namon is also mine.
Namon's yours, okay. And Chloe?
I think mine's Sharkomon, and I think this might actually be the first time in, like, I don't even know, maybe since not long after I first joined the show that I had a favorite Digimon that was actually, like, part of the episode and was not just a side character who did nothing and was more or less a joke.
No, you chose Palmon for the Rosemon episode.
I did, okay,
but it's been a while.
It's been a minute. It's not a super common occurrence, I guess.
And you did pick Gomamon at one point, too. Okay. And you've picked Sora before. And you picked Cutemon. It's just been a rough patch. I have to pick Cutemon. Yeah, it has been a rough patch. But, so that's my favorite. Of course, we will address Eevee's in Eevee's eval. So we'll now go on to rating this episode. So I gave this episode a 3. It was fine. I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay. It would have been, like, a 2 if it weren't for, like, Sharkomon bursting into tears and Cupimon being completely just straight up obliterated. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a 3. Quinn, what are you giving it?
2.5. It was bland, but it was serviceable.
And Chloe?
I was going to give it a 3.5.
Yay! I'm glad that somebody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, comparatively, a lot.
It was perfectly acceptable for an episode, and my only real reservations about it are the fact that it's, you know, 5 episodes from the end or whatever.
Yeah. It still feels like I don't know how they're going to end it. It just feels like it's not ending yet at this point, even though I know it is, because, you know, they can't just... They've got Ghost Game coming up.
If I didn't have you two here telling me that there's only 66 episodes, I would have no idea that the ending's coming up.
Yeah, unless the announcement is a year from now we're doing 02, I have no idea how we're going to end this beyond, and then Apocalypse showed up and we conveniently had an army.
If we do 02, it's going to be weird because... We'd probably not be doing the Jogressing because we've got Sharkomon in this episode.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to actually do something original for the first time, all colon.
That's hard. Nah, that's hard. Oh, the armor evolutions were original, them popping up. I didn't expect that.
But it's not original.
No. It's original to Original Adventure, at least. It's new to that. Like, Ponchomon, that one was surprised.
All right.
And for ranking, I don't know, somehow this managed to be higher up in my ranking than I thought it would be, but it's in 20th place. Maybe it's just because we've had such stinkers lately where they've all just been down the bottom for like a lot of episodes. But yeah, this is in like somehow 20th place. I don't know how, but it is. I just kept on like going up like, oh, this is better. This is, I guess I really liked seeing the Cupimon be exploded. I don't know. That's all I can think.
Roughly in your top third? That seems reasonable to me. I don't mean, I don't really know what you thought of the episode relative to what I thought of it, but like, I'd say it'd probably fall in the top third for me.
Yeah. But thank you for the validation. Quinn, where are we putting this episode?
Let's see here. I think I'm going to put it above 24.
Above 24. So below Operation Satellite Sniper, which was the Blitzcrayon episode, and above the final stage, Dundevimon. So that would put it in 44th place.
Yeah, it was fine. I did not dislike it, but I can't say that it's going to be, you know, one that I think about 5 years from now or anything.
That's fair. I don't think a lot of these episodes will be ones that I'm thinking about in
5 years.
Probably,
very few.
Probably the Ponchomon episode, just because Ponchomon happened. Like, I think that was like, I don't know, I was still surprised by that. Even it was a spoil to me. Alright, so let's move on to Eevee's evals. So first up, Eevee's notes are, why was Tai Chi more prevalent in this episode than Sora? Sora barely showed love. At most, she showed compassion or maybe empathy. Only way that they call it love if they magically felt the Cupimon's love for Sharkomon through the doll, which is a bit easy. Ah, well, Sora's episodes have been mostly weak all season. Shame this one wasn't an exception. Yeah. And yeah, that is fair. I personally wouldn't say that Tai Chi was, like, more in this episode than Sora. I was quite happy with the fact that he felt like more of a supporting character in this. He didn't really do much or talk much. He was kind of just there as a...
That's fair, but it is fair to say that they didn't actually then do anything with Sora.
No. They definitely could have done more with, you know, Sora existing. But maybe I'm just... My expectations are so low now, I'm very forgiving.
Yeah.
For favourite character, we have the small canyon at the start of the episode because it reminded Eevee of the Great Canyon in Digimon World. So I think that's the first time that, like, Eevee chose Pillar of Light in one episode.
Yep.
But mostly Eevee has chosen actual characters.
I was going to say, it's Eevee took the joke answer off from us this week.
All right, go
Eevee.
Yeah,
which is surprising.
Yeah.
Someone had to take up the mantle.
Guess, yeah. We didn't coordinate that, for the record, listeners.
Or did we?
For the rating, Eevee gave it a 2. And for the ranking, Eevee puts it in 55th place. So the lowest out of the group of us. So let's put that in. So yeah, 55th place, which is below episode 40, Strike the Killer Shot, and above episode 25, Dive to the Net Ocean, which of course you'll remember is the episode where we just forgot the physics existed, which is my personal least favourite. And that was it for Eevee's evals. So now we'll work on the YouTube comments. So first up, we have TGS, who says, as said, this episode should have been earlier or been a full Mega Evolution. That said, they did let out a wow when Eldoradimon grew wings, and thankfully Leomon is still alive. Yeah, I also was like, wow, but not for like...
Not for the same reason.
It was more like, oh, wow, that's...
that's what we're doing, wow.
I had seen the joke someone posted of just a Koopa with wings several hours earlier. And I went, oh, that's what that was.
I think that was Diz in the Discord server?
It was on your Maker's Network thing.
Was it? I thought it was in Translation Mon.
No, it was Kuri Plays.
Yeah.
In the Maker's Network. For some reason just struck me as like a Diz thing to post.
It definitely was.
Yeah. But no, was in the other Discord server that I'm in. Okay, but anyway, still, that was a good no context spoiler. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have KG James, who says that they think a Digimon's stuck on the side of the mountain, with several invested folks desperately pushing, just trying to get it somewhere, might honestly be a better allegory for where the show is going, better than anything that anybody could have come up with. And I feel that. It's also me trying to find highlights each week sometimes. It's just like, something good happened. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. Like, my highlights should not be just, I like Digimon. They are. Every week it's just like, I like Digimon. Digimon.
Monster friends, the boys and girls. That's the highlight.
I got to think about digital monsters today. Like, that's a positive, right? Anyway, next up we have Sleek Emu, who says that they found that the episode was very stupid, mostly because of the physics. How is TK not turned into mush when Eldoradimon's sliding and he is at his foot?
Yep.
Is what I learned from Fictional Force. TK's legs should have been torn apart, especially when the object the size of a castle is sliding down at that fast speed.
TK is pissed.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, he's done some, like, all the kids have done, like, huge, like, athletic feats in this season. Like, it's just...
Yeah, that might be athletic. One of the more objectively... character should be dead moments, but especially one of the only ones that doesn't have any glowy lights or anything.
Yeah. So that definitely could have killed everyone. Yeah, totally agree there. They continue to say they could understand if Eldoradimon was on wheels, but him standing on foot is unbelievable, even for Digimon standard. Also, why push him? Eldoradimon will just move his foot up and down, but the camera angle looks like the characters are still pushing Eldoradimon's foot. That is equivalent to pushing a wheelless tank or a standing elephant to a mountain and not expect the object to crush you when it slides down. God, this episode is frustrating. Yeah, I totally agree. Just remembering, it's just like, they invented some physics in that episode, bad as the Marmimon one.
I really wish the solution was not just throw more
muscle at it and more heart at it, and just instead of, you know, like, making a
don't
crane.
Don't come up with a better plan. Come up with the same plan, but more.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. At least at the end, they were like, okay, we've decided just to make him fly instead, because we have a guy who can just make him float.
Yeah.
Who just didn't decide to help the entire time. Yep.
Yeah, hey, what if instead of convincing that guy to stop being a jerk face, we all just kept pushing?
Mm-hmm.
It should have been like a friendship episode. Wow, Grabimon is just
Jeff Bezos.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but no, that is super accurate. Next up, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says, while the premise and physics of the episode are super wonky, they did enjoy some of it. But they're a sucker for soft stories like this, where characters inspire people to help others. The scene where Elecmon goes up to TK and says he'll help was sweet, and it got them feeling emotions. And yet, I totally agree, that was nice, where Elecmon was like, I will help, after, like, looking very angry. I don't know why they just sort of jumped from him being angry to helping, but anyway... Then they say that it's sad that the sweet moments are kind of wasted on this bizarre scenario, though. The shot of Eldoradimon with wings was kind of awesome, but they also have a soft spot for angel wing imagery. They then say the biggest issue with the episode is just it doesn't feel like episode 61. Earlier on in the series, it would have been a forgivable, silly episode, but this should be the lead-up to the climax. The pacing of the series is way off. And yeah, I totally agree.
It's the truth.
Yeah, and then we have Ritza, who says how Takaru is like the strongest 8-year-old boy ever because he's beefier and bulkier than Taichi because he's just pushing this giant monster up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a thing. Now we're done with comments. Do we have any miscellaneous thoughts? Because my thoughts are just like head empty, only Namon.
Namon was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like Namon. I'm glad that Namon's back. I want to know what
happened to Bokomon.
Yeah, I mean, it only works if this is just like either a prequel or a sequel to Frontier. Like, I guess a sequel would work, but I don't think they're going to be doing that. I mean, it'd be
certainly
really cool
not
if they
confirming
were.
It, and I think if they were gonna, they certainly wouldn't have waited until the last four episodes.
Or maybe they would. I don't know.
But
they might
I don't
pull
know.
Out a huge
maybe it'll
big
be cycle theory of Digimon Galleon.
Maybe just it becomes an Atmon crossover and just Haru just comes in and just is better than everyone. I don't know.
Gets all protagonist-y up in this.
Yujin swears that this time he'll make you smile.
Then he tells Taichi that he's not a protagonist. He's like, I'm sorry, you can't be a protagonist. You're terrible.
Mm-hmm. God, please. Ugh, I need it.
You are not a protagonist.
And then we have, like, Tai Chi having this shattering moment, and then we might actually have some growth from him when he has to accept that he's not a protagonist.
Tai Chi goes through his own, you know, instrumentality. We get to see his heart, etc.
And then we do Evangelion.
Yeah. Giant naked Hikari shows up for some reason.
No, please, no. Absolutely not,
never.
No, it'd
be his mum. It'd be a clone of his mum.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah, literally, come on. You've seen Ava.
Who doesn't remember that... the children exist. I don't know where we're going with this.
Instead of taking your feelings of motherhood, we took your memories of ever having had children.
Homeostasis is actually Tai Chi's mother. Alright everyone, thanks for listening, and you can join us next time for episode 63, The Crest of Courage. Do we have any predictions for this episode? Because I think Tai Chi is going to have another test.
I wonder if Tai Chi's going to get his crest next episode.
You think Tai Chi's going to get another new evolution?
No.
Fair enough.
Not a new evolution, no. But I mean,
you think so,
it's kind of weird that we got War Greymon 33 episodes ago.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if we're not going to get, if not a new evolution, then perhaps another weird armor mutation thing. That would actually be kind of neat.
Yeah, I really do like the miasma it actually curses you bit that they started to do and then decided to drop.
Yep.
We haven't even mentioned miasma for like 30 episodes.
It's been almost 40 at this point.
I'm curious, really? What would y'all need to see out of these last four episodes for you to walk away saying, you know what, the ending of Adventure Colon was actually not too bad?
Mimi's grandfather being the big bad.
Yeah.
That's all it would take?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had the whole thing built up to this is why capitalism is bad, and we actually had that whole thing where we introduced, you know, Faga as the place from which all evil stems.
Oh, right.
Like, okay, yeah, if it turned out you actually had something going on, it still would have been, like, low production quality and a meandering way to get there. But, it'd get a C+.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not an impossible prediction, it's just unlikely. Like, they would have... The amount of build-up that they've done would still work towards
they'd have to have really decided to spend a lot of their resources turning this season into explicitly telling Konaka to go to hell.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope that's what they're doing.
Fingers crossed.
That'd be very surprising.
Okay. But, I was just curious. Sorry for that little
it's a reasonable question.
No, that is a really good question, because, like, we have been fairly down on this season. And we've sort of abandoned the hope of, like, hey, if next episode's really good, we could actually have, like, a good season. Like, now they would actually just have to pull off a really great finale. But, I don't know, I'm not super hopeful, because I think they're just trying to pull the last two episodes and the big bad reveals. But at least, see, with Apoclymon, in the last two episodes, you kind of just, you find out that he exists when he shows up. At least with Great Catastrophe, we kind of learned that existed, like, 10 episodes ago.
That's fair. I just wish that I knew more about it than the name. Or what any of this is doing to avert it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this season could pass as, like, a good season. Like, it could still be above the original adventure.
Yeah.
Which is not that hard to be better than, because I know a lot of people say that the first season of Adventure and Adventure 02 are, like, their top favorite seasons. But Adventure, for me, just was, like, the middle ground of Digimon. It is just in the middle.
That's fair.
It's just okay. It's had a lot. It was the first season, so they didn't really have many places to go that were, you know,
at a minimum, they at least had to try something new, so I'll give them that.
Yeah, but I still think that this season could be better than Original Adventure, but it's not going to dethrone any of my current favorites.
Yeah, like, there is, like, the best possible endings does not make this better than Atmon, on average.
No, and my other two favorites are Savers and Tamers, and I don't think it's going to be better than either of those just with the next four episodes. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
Atmon's good, though. Watch Atmon.
Watch Atmon.
This is really like the PSA of the podcast. It's just like, it's always been the PSA.
Watch
Evangelion, understand our references, also watch Atmon, because it is...
You need to watch Ava before, like, you watch Atmon, so you can understand the ending. Spoilers.
Like, I was on a work site for work, obviously, doing an install, and the person at the shop that I was installing the network at, she likes anime, and she's watched all of Digimon, like, during lockdown, but she hasn't watched Atmon.
Ooh.
because she didn't want to, like, she didn't want to watch any of the new stuff.
Mm.
And she said she watched the first episode of Colin, and she said it wasn't very good.
I mean, that,
and
wow.
I was like, yeah.
If that, if that's where your waterline is, yeah, better to, yeah, to move on.
So I was like, she said that when I come down there next, she wants me to play The World Ends With You on the Switch, and she'll watch Atmon, so we can talk about it. So, ooh, I have a new friend, I think.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You should introduce me to your friend, because they sound cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Even though I've met her like 3 times, just because I go to installs of this work site. But yeah, she's pretty cool. And yeah, I hopefully made an Atmon convert. But yeah, so do we have any predictions? I know we discussed kind of our predictions in the synopsis part for the next episode about how maybe Agumon dies and is a Bottomon.
Maybe.
Because... God, I feel like that'd be a good... It'd be good, because good. It would make sense why we introduced, like, a few episodes ago, the Primary Village equivalent.
Yeah.
So, it kind of
would
work.
Say that they were getting, you know, separated, but I just don't know that I think we're gonna actually have Agumon die. That'd be so good, and I think that's better than we can expect from this season.
I'm still gonna be hopeful, but, again, I don't know.
There's, like, even odds it's just a random Botamon we have to protect.
I need to, like, reread the synopsis for that episode, because the episode guide synopsis has kind of come out, like, a few, with, like, up to episode 64, but I don't remember, except for the Digimon that I mentioned that shows up in the next episode, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to remember, like, I'm trying to just quickly find it, because I know that I saw it today, and Reddit has decided to not load for me. Which is great. Because I was like, huh, Reddit will load quickly. That is where it'll be. Okay, here it is. Let me quickly read it without spoiling. Reading. Oh, I'm negative. I'm negative after reading that. Never mind. Never mind. Taichi has a test. The test is to be not terrible. And he'll probably fail because
probably.
I'm not a big fan of Taichi this episode. Do we have any other predictions? I'm just negative now.
Nah.
All right.
I'll be annoyed.
Yeah, me too, because it's a Taichi episode, which feels kind of like episode 63 is another Taichi episode where he has a test, a filler episode. Great. How many more episodes left we have after that? 64, 65, and 66. So after next week's episode, we somehow have 3 episodes to go.
His is the last crest to light up or whatever, yeah, somehow?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, at least we're...
That makes sense.
Okay.
But we haven't
had to go
had,
help with everyone
had
on
Fanimon.
Their crest before you get his. Because he's courageous.
We haven't had a Fanimon and Seraphimon yet.
Well,
so that needs to happen.
Guess we're doing that in episode 65.
But yeah, so that's those are our predictions. So the link dumps links in the description, and our Redbubble's also linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. MLS@lostintranslationmore.com. No, that's a website, not an email. I work in IT. Email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode on YouTube or on our website, lostintranslationmon.com. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, where you can find my apparent fire tweets, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you can also chat with us on the Lost in Translationmon Discord server. We also have a Discord thread on With the Will, and there is a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit for this episode. We'd also appreciate it if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any podcast catcher that you use, and if I see the review, I'll read it out. If not, please point it out, and I will read it out. You can donate to our Patreon, and that's linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to the Patreon-only areas of our Discord server, but there are higher levels, more rewards, such as unedited episodes and early episodes and more, so check that out if you're interested. Thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Rees, who is WildBeast64 on Archive Our Own, Kadawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Neobu, who says you should follow Chisai on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Mummymon, Sam, Anthony, Amori from Gone While Hunting, a Hunter x Hunter Rewatch podcast, Magnus, Lucas, JasonMon05, Patrick, Jason, and Grey Tanuki. You can also make a one-time donation on PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/erdra. So thank you so much for listening, and of course, thank you to my wonderful, lovely co-hosts for joining me. Quinn, can we find you anywhere?
Nope.
Nope. And Chloe, can we find you anywhere?
Drifting off to Dreamland, but also on Discord, I suppose.
Yeah, we're all falling asleep. This is very much like the sleepy cast. So yeah, you can catch us all on Discord and have a good chat with us if you so feel so inclined. That was a sentence slash words slash... I'm very tired, as always. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening, y'all, and thank you for joining me, and we will see y'all next time. Bye!
Bye.